नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So thank you all very much for joining today's session. We have been discussing from the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The chapter is titled as Vibhuti Yoga or the Opulence of the Absolute. So we saw Krishna started this chapter by telling Bhuya eva mahabaho shrunume paramam vachah yatteham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. Again, I am going to speak to you something very confidential about my vibhutis and about Bhakti Yoga. Because you are qualified with prema and therefore you will be happy to hear this. So then, here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, by knowing the powers of the Lord, one understands that the Lord is worthy of worship. That is the purpose. Naturally, one understands that the Lord is worthy of worship. So then, he says that, Name viduhu suragana prabhavam na maharshayaha Aham Adirhi Devanam Maharshinam Cha Sarvashaha. How understanding Krishna depends only on mercy. In order to establish this point, he says that neither the great sages nor the devatas actually know about my birth because they all appeared from me. And just like a child cannot understand about the details of the birth of its own father, similarly, those who appeared after, everyone appeared after Krishna only. So, they cannot know about Krishna unless Krishna chooses to reveal it to them. Yomam ajam anadim cha vetiloka maheshwaram asam modaha samartyeshu sarva papaihi pramuchyate. A devotee is one who understands very clearly the bheda and abheda. How Krishna is born and unborn at the right time and accepts it to be achintya, inconceivable, which means he does not use material logic to reconcile birth and no birth, inaction and performing leela. He does not try to reconcile it using material logic. He understands that it is inconceivable also. Like how we saw, for example, birth. Because Krishna does take birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So definitely he is called the son. He is Nandanandan, Yashoda Nandan, Devaki Nandan, Vasudev. So birth is there. No birth means what? No birth means that entails material birth, that which we see in this world, since birth means material body, birth means material karma, birth means helplessness, birth means you don't get to choose your father and mother, all these things. But when Krishna takes birth, he is not bound by any of these things. He can appear independently. He chooses his father and mother. He does not appear with a material body. So therefore, no birth indicates no material birth. And birth indicates his birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So now, someone may say, Are, now you have reconciled it. You have reconciled it. How is it inconceivable? How is it inconceivable? Well, have you ever seen a person choosing his own father and mother? How is it conceivable to you? Have you ever seen a person who is not controlled by karma? Have you ever seen a person who immediately after taking birth showed his four-handed form? How are these things conceivable to your intelligence? So therefore, a devotee means he accepts these three things. He accepts Bheda and he accepts Abheda and he accepts the Achinta nature of their coexistence. ओके, ओनली दैट इज अ डिवोटी. ओके, समवन मे एक्सेप्ट भेद एंड अभेद, बट दे मे ट्राई टू मेटीरियली रिकनसाइल द भेद एंड अभेद. दे मे से ओ भेद इज ट्रू, अभेद इज फॉल्स. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल, वेन इट कम्स टू एक्शन एंड इनएक्शन, सो वेन द शास्त्र से ही इज ही डस नॉट परफॉर्म एक्शंस, अकर्ता, दे विल से ओ दिस इज ट्रू. देन वॉट अबाउट इज पास्ट टाइम्स, दे विल से दैट ही इज जस्ट एक्टिंग, दैट इज जस्ट एन इल्यूजन. रिकनसाइल्ड, बट दिस काइंड ऑफ रिकनसिलिएशन इज नॉट करेक्ट. रिकनसिलिएशन मीन्स यू एक्सेप्ट द भेद, यू एक्सेप्ट द अभेद, एंड यू एक्सेप्ट द अचिंत्य. If all three are accepted only, then one can be considered as a Vaishnava. Otherwise, what people do, they accept Bheda and reject Abheda. Or they accept Abheda and reject Bheda. Or they accept Bheda and Abheda, but they don't accept the Achintya. They give a material reconciliation to reconcile. No. Vaishnava means you have to accept the Veda aspect, the Abheda aspect, and the Achintya aspect. Okay, that's what he is telling here. Then he continues. Buddhir jnanam asammohah kshama satyam damah shamah sukham dukkham bhavo abhavo bayam cha abayameva cha ahimsa samata tushtihi tapo danam yasho ayashah bhavanti bhava bhutanam matta eva pritak vidaha. All these things, intelligence, knowledge, freedom from illusion, and all these qualities which are needed for assimilating material knowledge are absolutely no use for understanding Krishna. Because they all arise from Krishna, they all arise from his energies. They cannot be used to understand Krishna unless Krishna's mercy is there. Right? So then, he continues, Maharshaya Saptapurve Chatvaro Manavastata Madbhava Manasajata Esham Loka Ima Prajaha. The seven rishis, the 14 manus, all of them are born out of me, so they cannot understand me either. Etam Vibhutim Yogam Cha Mamayo Vetti Tattvatah Saha Avikalpena Yogena Yujyate Na Atra Samshayah. So one who understands about this yoga, bhakti yoga, which I have already described and I will elaborate more about it, and who understands about these vibhutis of mine, which will also inspire devotion in you, such a person will certainly be inspired to practice undeviated, unflinching devotional service. Of this, there is no doubt. Yujyate na atra samshayaha. There is no doubt about it. That's what he says. Then he says, let me first, talking about vibhutis, let me talk about my vibhutis in brief. Aham sarvasya prabhavah mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. So he says that I am the source of everything. Okay. And due to me, everything operates. Mattaha sarvam pravartate, whether it is spiritual or material, everything operates because of me. Everything operates because of no budget. Mattaha sarvam pravartate, and by me everything operates, you know, as the super soul. Iti matva, one who understands this. How do I identify a person who has understood this? Bhava samanvitaha mam bhajante. Such a person will worship me with love. Bhava samanvita mam bhajante. So, it means they will worship me with prema for perfected devotees. Or bhava samanvita mam bhajante means anukulyena krishnanushilanam for sadhakas. Uttama Bhakti, that is the meaning. And how this bhajan happens, what is the nature of this bhajan? Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. We understood how this verse actually illustrates anyabhilashita shunyam gyana karmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. This indicates uttama bhakti. Machitta is anyabhilashita shunyam. So that is the goal. And madgata prana means they are completely dependent only on Krishna, which means dependence is only on the path of bhakti. This indicates jnana karmadi anavritam. Okay, bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha, they mutually hear about me and they sing about me. That is anushilanam. Shilanam practices. Mam indicates Krishna in Krishna Anushilanam. And Nityam indicates Anu in Anushilanam. Mam Nityam Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantascha is Krishna Anushilanam. Okay. And then Tushyanti cha Ramanti cha. And they are not unwillingly doing this. They are not unwillingly doing this. They are doing it with great joy, which means anukulyena. There is an anukul attitude. So in this way, if you see, so what is this bhava samanvita bhajan? That is anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam, which is described here as machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Like that. And then what is the result of such a thing? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. So he says that I appear within the heart of that person, tesham, of those people mentioned in the previous verse. What do they do? Satata yuktanam. They constantly desire to be with me. That is the meaning of machitta. Okay? They constantly desire to be with me. Bhajatam. Bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha. Priti purvakam. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Okay? So for those people who are thus engaged in this path of Uttama Bhakti, I appear within their heart, and by that appearance, they attain my direct association. Yena mam upayanti te. Like that, he says. But someone may say, but yes, they may attain you, but they have been living in this material world since time immemorial, by which they would have attained a lot of material conditionings. How you will appear within their heart, how are they going to progress like that? So Krishna says, Tesham eva anukampartam aham agyanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. He says, as I mentioned in the previous chapter, I am very affectionately disposed towards them. I have a deep desire to show favor to them. Tesham eva anukampartam. To show favor to them, I personally situated within their heart, nashayami, I extinguish agyanajam tamaha, the darkness born out of ignorance. How? Bhasvata jnana deepena, by the shining lamplight of knowledge. And how did that knowledge come? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayada Haitukam. By the practice of bhakti, they develop the requisite knowledge by which the ignorance within their heart is destroyed. So then, after speaking in this way, Arjuna is very impressed. Arjuna says, Param Brahma Param Dama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum Ahustvam Rishayas Sarve Devarshir Naradastata Asito Devalo Vyasaha स्वयं चैव ब्रवीषि मे। वो कृष्णा परम, भवान परम ब्रह्म, यू आर सर्टनली द सुप्रीम ब्रह्म। परम धाम, यू हैव अ सुप्रीम ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी। पवित्रम परमम, यू आर द मोस्ट प्यूरिफाइंग पर्सन। एंड दिस इज नॉट जस्ट माई ओपिनियन, ऋषयः सर्वे, ऑल द सेजेस, देवर्षि नारद, असित, देवल, व्यास, आहुस्त्वाम पुरुषम शाश्वतम, दे डिक्लेयर यू टू बी द एटर्नल ह्यूमन बीइंग। दिव्यम, हु इज बियॉन्ड द गुणास, अजम, हु इज अनबॉर्न, आदिदेवम, एंड हु इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल, दे डिक्लेयर यू इन दिस वे। एंड ग्रेटेस्ट विभुम, स्वयं चैव ब्रवीषि मे। So what you are speaking now cannot be accepted as your unfairly self-glorification, unfairly self-glorifying yourself. Actually, these same words have been used to describe you by great sages who are, you know, very well known: Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Narada. So therefore, I accept, you know, based on all these pramanas. Sarvameta dritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava, nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur devana danava. Whatever you speak to me, I accept as, whatever you have spoken to me, I accept as truth. I do understand that the devatas and the danavas do not know about your birth. I accept it. सो स्वयं एवात्मनात्मानं वेत्तत्वं पुरुषोत्तम भूतभावन भूतेश देवदेव जगत्पते। इज अ ब्यूटिफुल पर्पोट फॉर दिस। ही सेज, ओ पुरुषोत्तम, ओ पुरुष उत्तम, विच मीन्स हु इज सुप्रीम अमंगस्ट ऑल द पुरुषावतारास, ओ भूतभावन भूतेश, द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएटर ऑफ ऑल क्रिएटर्स, ओ देवदेव, ओ परफॉर्मर ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स, ओ जगत्पते, ओ मास्टर ऑफ ऑल द यूनिवर्स। स्वयं एव आत्मना आत्मानं वेत्त, यू अलोन नो युअर सेल्फ बाय युअर सेल्फ, विच मीन्स फॉर नोइंग यू आर नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन एनी वन एल्स, दैट इज द मीनिंग। ओके, सो ही सेज दैट योर डिवोटी नोज दैट एक्चुअली यू डू हैव बर्थ एंड यू आर ऑल्सो विदाउट बर्थ। Even though such a condition is difficult to exist, but your devotee knows it is true. He accepts that it is true. But he also does not know by which method it can happen. That is the achintya part. You see here. This is the achintya part. He knows your birth is true, your no birth is also true. But how they can coexist? That he does not know. Okay. So you know through yourself alone and not through any other means, which means Krishna, to know himself is not dependent on any other external source. So therefore, amongst all the Purushavataras, he is the supreme, Purushottama. Okay. Not only are you supreme amongst them, but you are also the lord of all the lords up to Brahma. You are not only superior to the Purushavataras, but you are superior to the Gunavataras also. That is Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha. And not only are you the lord of all of them, you are also the performer of pastimes, Deva. Moreover, out of your infinite mercy, you are the master of those like me, dwelling within the universe. You are Jagatpate. Okay. So this is one meaning. This is a general meaning. There is another meaning that is given. So he says, these words may be taken as terms describing the nature of being the Supreme Person, who is Purushottama. So who is a Purushottama? So they say, Bhuta Bhavana. You are the father of all creatures. But someone may say, yes, but the son does not always respect the father. Some sons don't respect their father. So therefore, he says, Bhutesha. Someone may be a namesake father, but he may not have the control. But you are not like that. You are Bhuta Isha. You are also the controller of all creatures, so you command that respect. But sometimes someone may say, even though someone may command, someone may kind of force respect, but still they may not worthy of worship. They may not be worthy of worship. So he says, you are Deva Deva. You are Deva amongst all the Devas. You are the father of all creatures. Oh, okay. Yes. And even though the Devas are worshipable, sometimes they may not give protection also. Therefore, he says, Jagatpate, you are the protector of the whole universe, like that. So then Arjuna continues, Vaktumarhas Sasheshena Divyahi Atma Vibhutayah Yabir Vibhutibir Lokan Imamstvam Vyapya Tishtasi. You have very briefly mentioned in that verse about your vibhutis, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavah Mattah Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Vajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Through that verse, you very briefly touched upon your vibhutis, but I wish to hear about your vibhutis in detail. But you may say, oh, it is impossible to speak about all my vibhutis because there are so many. So he says that at least speak about those vibhutis by which you remain pervading this universe. Imam lokam tvam vyapya tishtati. Yabir vibhutibir lokan imam tvam vyapya tishtasi. Please at least speak about those vibhutis through which you remain pervading this universe. At least speak about that. Okay. So then, he says, why do you want to know? Katam vidyam aham yogim svam sada parichintayam. Keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. O yogin, O master of yoga, katam parichintayan, by what method of thinking, tvam aham vidyam sada, can I know you always? Katam maya chintyosi, how should I think of you with devotion? Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu, in these various manifestations of this material world, looking at them, how can I meditate on you? Tell me. Okay. So basically, he is asking this so that he can favorably meditate on Krishna. Vistarena Atmano Yogam Vibhutim cha Janardana Bhuyah Kataya Triptirhi Shrinvato Nasti Me Mritam. Therefore, please tell me again in detail about your vibhutis and your bhakti yoga, because I never feel tired hearing this subject matter, because of the love that I have. So you have to speak in detail, as yesterday we were discussing in the morning Bhagavatam class. Attention to detail is a sign of love. So when someone has that love, they naturally want to hear more and more details. Because Arjuna has that love towards Krishna, he wants to hear more details about Krishna's vibhutis. Okay. So he says, but please speak in detail about your vibhutis and about bhakti. For me, hearing nectar in the form of your instructions, relishing through a tongue in the form of my ear, there is no satiation. So Krishna, in response to this request of Arjuna, he starts speaking. Hantate katayishyami divyahi atma vibhutayah. Pradhanyatah Kurushreshta Nastyanto Vistarasya Me. My dear Arjuna, I will tell you only about the chief vibhutis because there is no end to my vibhutis. So I will only tell you about the chief ones. Okay. So he says, the word vibhuti includes both material and spiritual manifestations of the power of the Lord. Because they all arise from the Shakti of the Lord, they should all be considered as worthy of meditation as forms of the Lord, even though some are preferable to others. So there is gradation. Everything is a vibhuti. Even पुरुषावतारास आर कृष्णास विभूति ओनली, बिकॉज विभूति ऑल्सो इंक्लूड्स बोथ मेटीरियल एंड स्पिरिचुअल मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द पावर ऑफ द लॉर्ड, राइट? सो इवन दो एवरी विभूति, बिकॉज इट इज अ मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, इज वर्दी ऑफ मेडिटेशन एज अ फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड, बट स्टिल सम आर मोर प्रेफरेबल देन दी अदर्स. लाइक वी सॉ द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ कृष्णा सेज रसोहम अप्सु कौन्तेय प्रभास्मि शशि सूर्ययोः प्रणवः सर्ववेदेषु शब्दके पौरुषम ऋषु. आई एम द टेस्ट ऑफ वाटर, लुकिंग एट वाटर यू कैन थिंक ओ दिस टेस्ट रिप्रेजेंट्स कृष्णा एंड सो ऑन, दैट इज वेरी गुड एंड दैट काइंड ऑफ मेडिटेशन इज वेरी फेवरेबल. बट हैविंग सेड दैट, मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द डीएटी फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज इवन मोर फेवरेबल, प्रिफरेबल, बिकॉज इट मोर कंप्लीटली रिप्रेजेंट्स कृष्ण. एवरी विभूति रिप्रेजेंट्स कृष्ण, बट दोज विभूतिज विच मोर कंप्लीटली रिप्रेजेंट्स कृष्ण आर मोर वर्शिपेबल. द चित शक्ति मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ कृष्ण विच आर ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज विभूतिज, दे आर मोर वर्शिपेबल. The Maya Shakti manifestations of Krishna are little less worshipable because they less completely represent Krishna. Okay, so then he starts by first talking about the Purushavataras. Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhutashayastitah Aham Adischa Madhyamcha Bhutanam Antayevacha. So I am the soul of Prakriti, that is Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, and I am also situated as the spirit in each universe as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and I am also situated as the super soul in every living entity as Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. So I am only all of that means they are my spiritual vibhutis. I alone am creation, maintenance, and destruction of all creatures. आदित्यानाम अहम विष्णु ज्योतिषाम रविरंशुमान मरीचिर मरुतामस्मी नक्षत्राणाम अहम शशि. अमंग्स द आदित्यास आई एम विष्णु. सो वी सॉ दैट एक्चुअली एवरी सिंगल मैनिफेस्टेशन इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड और द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इज द लॉर्ड्स विभूति, बट कृष्णा इज टेलिंग दैट अमंग्स नक्षत्राणाम अहम शशि. Of all the luminaries or the stars, he says, I am the moon. Why? Because in a night sky, anyone would always appreciate the moon more than the stars because it's more bright, more prominently visible. Okay. So the best appreciation should always go to Krishna. Right, that is anukulyena krishna anushilanam. So while it's not that the stars are not his vibhutis, but the moon more completely represents Krishna than the stars. So therefore amongst them the moon can be meditated up. So when you look at the night sky, what draws your appreciation the most? The moon. So while looking at the moon, think of Krishna. Oh, this is Krishna. Not that the stars are not Krishna, but definitely the moon catches your imagination the most. It attracts you the most. So the most prominent, most attractive, most powerful, most influential part of that particular species, you meditate that to be Krishna, because that most important aspect draws your appreciation the most. So basically, this is why is he speaking like this? Because Arjuna's question is, Arjuna does not just ask to hear about the vibhutis of the Lord. Arjuna is asking, I want to hear about your vibhutis. So that while looking at things of this world, I can favorably meditate on you. So that favorable meditation will come when you look at a horse and you think, oh, the best of the celestial horses, Uchchaishrava, that is Krishna. So for one who is a horse, who is a lover of horse, when he hears about the nature of the celestial horse Uchchaishrava, he will develop great appreciation. And when he thinks that is Krishna, he is investing maximum respect to Krishna. Not that the other horses are not the vibhutis of Krishna. They are also vibhutis, but they less completely represent Krishna. Uchchaishrava more completely represents Krishna, but no vibhuti completely represents Krishna at all. Only Krishna himself represents himself completely. None of his vibhutis, none of his amshas, including his swamshas, as Matsyakurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Rama, all of them, they don't represent him completely. What then to speak of the vibhutis? So the only thing that we are discussing is which more completely represents Krishna in that particular class that you think of as Krishna. So Krishna is represented by the most important of that particular class. That is the purpose of Krishna speaking like this. Okay? Because Arjuna has asked a very specific question. How, by looking at things of this world, I can favorably think of you? That is the question. That favorable thinking comes only when you remember the most important member of that particular class. Okay? Like that. So this is where we ended our discussion last week. So before we continue our discussion further, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add, you can please go ahead. You can either type your questions in the chat box or raise your hands, whatever you may feel comfortable. Okay, Mother Gail. You have to unmute yourself, Mathis.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, when you were saying that Krishna's birth and his non-birth, they are like inconceivable. So, I don't know if it was completely clear to me why they are inconceivable. I mean, for example, the non-birth of the jiva is inconceivable because we don't have a conception of something without a beginning, of something not being created. And so in that respect, the birth of the jiva seems to be just as inconceivable as the birth of Krishna.
True. Not, but not just as inconceivable, it is more inconceivable.
Yeah, why more inconceivable?
Because how many times have you seen a jiva taken birth with a spiritual body? See, how do things become conceivable? If you have repeatedly seen something, then in a particular way, then the next time, if you are able to, you will be very easily able to guess, okay, this will happen like this. Like every time you have seen in a mango tree, mango comes. Thousand times you have seen. So when it becomes inconceivable, when you see a jackfruit coming out of a mango tree, you will say, this is inconceivable to me. Why? Because right from the beginning, you have always seen mangoes coming out of mango trees. So the very first time you see jackfruit growing out of a mango tree, it immediately becomes inconceivable, right? So the same thing, you have always seen the jivas taking birth with material bodies. So when you hear Krishna takes birth with a spiritual body, that would naturally be inconceivable because we have never seen it. And none of the jivas you ever see them choose their father and mother. Krishna chooses. That is inconceivable. Every jiva is helplessly taking birth. Krishna is not helpless. He is appearing out of his own volition. We have never seen this before. Inconceivable. Krishna showed his four-handed form. Which jiva shows his four-handed form immediately after taking birth? Inconceivable. But as devotees, we accept that this is a fact. This is not fiction. Okay. So the Veda. So these are the Vedas, differences, which because of which the Shastras say Krishna is unborn. Why? Unborn means his birth does not have the same characteristics of birth of an ordinary jiva. Therefore, he is unborn. Because you may say birth means helplessness, birth means karma, birth means no choice, birth means material body. None of these things are applicable for Krishna. Then how can you call it birth? So therefore, the Shastras say unborn. So then the same Shastras say, oh, he takes birth as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He takes birth as the son of Devaki and Vasudev. That also the Shastras say. So the devotees accept both. Does he take birth? Yes. Is he unborn? Yes. Is it conceivable? No. So it is inconceivable. It is because it is beyond their observation. It is beyond their observation. Therefore, they accept the Achintya, Veda, and Abheda, all three. They don't reject it.
They accept all three, the inconceivability, the achintya, and the similarities and the differences, those
Correct.
three.
Yes.
And the inconceivability of his not, of his not having taken birth simply refers to the fact that of his beginningless existence.
That also, yeah, because that body, it's eternally existing. The jiva's body are not eternally existing. They come into with the transmigration of the soul from one body to the another body when right when he is at the womb, from that time a new body starts forming. But Krishna's body is eternal. So it just goes from one universe to the other universe. Wherever that child pastime gets over, then that body manifests here in the other universe where he's going to take birth as a child, like that.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Right. Sri Vidya Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Dandat Pranam
Hello.
Prabhuji. See, this is with regard to this, Prabhuji, Mat Chitta Mat Gata Pran. Of course, you have explained it very nicely, in very detailed, this one. And but I just wanted to know this, Prabhuji, this Tushyanti Ramanti. So Krishna says here, like, so those who do Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayanta, so they get Tushyanti Ramanti. So does it also apply to the other services that we do, like deity services, other service, right?
Hearing and
That way.
chanting is just
Okay.
representative of the other limbs of bhakti here. They are the
Okay.
representative, but they are the prime representative. That is why they are mentioned like that.
Primary. Yeah. Okay. Because like we just spend, you know, like I mean, we spend more time in other services than in generally, right, you know, in hearing. So that's why I just wanted to know about that point. Okay, Prabhuji. And one more point. So this one, like hearing your last week's recording, Prabhuji, I could not attend the class. So you nicely explained about that, you know, the three grades of inconceivability. This one, and again, of course, we are hearing that, you know, Krishna's power should be understood. This one. So I was just, you know, Prabhuji, trying to compare it with this Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. So where, right, Krishna says, right, Yovam Yoveti Tatvatah, he says, right? So is there any a quantitative, you know, Prabhuji, description for this Tatvatah, for this different types of inconceivability, Prabhuji? Because like, I mean, so how much one should understand this? Because we know we cannot, nobody can understand Krishna in full, that Krishna himself has declared. And Nitya Siddhas know him much better than us, and then sadhakas know much better than non-devotees. So this way, so is there the any this one, this the level of that Tatvataha also differs for different people, Prabhuji, there?
So tatvatah there refers to
I don't know if
realization.
my question is clear.
Yeah, tatvatah refers to realization
Okay.
in that particular verse that you are quoting. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva dharmam what is it?
Tyaktva
Tyaktva
deham
deham
punarjan
punarjanma neti
deham.
bhaveti. Yeah. So he says that, so which means we are sadhakas, we accept Krishna's birth to be transcendental, his activities to be transcendental. So when we give up our body, will we not take birth again? This question arises. So
Yes.
there are two understandings. Okay. One understanding is that, yes, we won't take birth again. Because birth means karma, because our birth will not be due to karma. Therefore, that birth in the strictest sense cannot be called as birth because it is facilitated by Krishna, not by karma. It is not a result of our karma. So, in that sense, if you see, there is no birth. But he also says, Mam eti, he attains me. Okay. So, therefore, the understanding of this verse is that Tatvataha means what? Full realization. So, what is the proof of that full realization? Krishna tells in the next verse. Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Manmaya Mam
Daraga
Upakshita
paikrota,
Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Madbhavamagata. Krishna says. Vitaraga, there is no, absolutely no attachment to the false philosophies. Vita Bhaya. And because you are so firmly fixed in your understanding, the right understanding of the philosophy, that you are not actually fearful of other people, presenting such philosophy. And Vita Krodha, and you don't feel angry towards them either. And Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha Manmaya. Such a person who accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot but or who understands the birth and activities of Krishna to be transcendental, he cannot but think of anyone but Krishna, Manmaya. Mamupashrita. And he takes exclusive shelter of Krishna, not the process of karma, jnana, yoga, etc. Bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. And there are many, many people, Arjuna, in the past who have done this and attained my nature. So he says that. So, therefore, that is the point. So, tatvatah in that particular context refers to complete realization, which is attained when one attains the stage of prema After which, when one gives up his body, he does not take birth again. He will attain Krishna. He will join him in his eternal pastime.
Okay. Okay. So like so I mean, irrespective of the rasa in which we are inclined to, like one has to attend to the prema, still then that tatvataha is incomplete, right? That's we
Yeah.
understand. Can we understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I got little confused with this one, because again and again we are talking about understanding Krishna's power. At the same time, it is inconceivable. We cannot understand it fully. So I just thought of this word tatvataha. That's why I just wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you made it clear. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. There is another question in the chat box. How do we define a vibhuti? Actually, it has already been defined, right? Where does he say? So he says here, vibhuti means where was it? Vibhuti. Of course. Anyways, vibhuti means there are multiple meanings of it. One meaning of vibhuti is a material manifestation of power, or it can also be spiritual vibhutis. A manifestation of Krishna's power is called as vibhuti. Like that. Okay. So, if there are no further discussion points, comments, or questions, let us continue our discussion. So, Krishna is describing about his vibhutis. So, he continues. Vedanam sama vedosmi devanam asmi vasavah. इंद्रियाणां मनश्चास्मि भूतानां अस्मि चेतना वेदानां सामवेदोस्मि अमंगस्ट द वेदास आई एम द साम देवानां अस्मि वासवः एंड अमंगस्ट द देवतास आई एम इंद्र इंद्रियाणां मनश्चास्मि एंड अमंगस्ट द सेंसेस आई एम द माइंड भूतानां अस्मि चेतना इन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज आई एम द पावर ऑफ अवेयरनेस चेतना कॉन्शियसनेस अवेयरनेस ओके Amongst the Vedas, Sama is considered to be the topmost. So therefore, you know, he is the, of course, he is all the Vedas also. But Sama especially, because being the topmost Veda, it commands that respect. Amongst the Devatas, he is Indra because he is the Lord of all the Devatas. Amongst the senses, I am the mind because mind controls all the senses. Mind is more powerful than the senses. And amongst living creatures, I am the power of awareness, because the essence of Jiva is awareness. Okay. The power of awareness is the essence of all the Jivas. So he says that amongst the Devatas, I am Indra. I am Jnana Shakti, Chetana, related to all beings. And here the uses of genitive is relational. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi Vittesho Yaksharakshasam Vasunam Pavakashchasmi Meru Shikarinam Aham. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi. Amongst the Rudras I am Shankara, because he is the chief amongst the Rudra. Vittesho Yaksharakshasam. Amongst the Yakshas and Rakshasas I am Kuvera. Vitta means wealth, Isha means the controller. Vittesha, the controller of all the celestial wealth, is actually Kuvera. Vasunam Pavakaschasmi. Amongst the Vasus, I am fire. And Meruhu Shikarinamaham. Amongst the peaked mountains, I am Meru, because that is the best. Notes. There is footnote. Lord Brahma said, my dear boy, Rudra, you have 11 other names. मन्यु मनु महिनस महान शिवा ऋतध्वज उग्रवेता भव काल वामदेव एंड दृढ़प्रता. ओके सो दीस आर दिस इज अबाउट रुद्राणाम शंकरश्चास्मि एंड कुबेरा इज अ यक्ष देयरफॉर ही इज कॉल्ड एज यक्षराज ऑल्सो एंड अष्ट वसु सार आप ध्रुव सोम धर्म अनिल पावक प्रत्युषन प्रभास एंड अमंग्स देम पावक इज द मोस्ट प्रामिनेंट एंड कृष्णा सेज अमंग्स द वसुस आई एम पावक लाइक दैट. ओके पुरोदसाम च मुख्यम माम विद्धि पार्थ बृहस्पतिम सेनानी नाम अहम स्कंद सरसामस्मि सागरः. सो ही सेज पुरोदसाम च मुख्यम माम विद्धि अमंग्स द हेड ट्रीज आई एम द चीफ वन हु इज बृहस्पति एंड अमंग्स द लीडर्स ऑफ आर्मीज आई एम कार्तिकेय एंड अमंग्स द रिजर्वायर्स ऑफ वाटर आई एम द ओशन बिकॉज इट इज द बिगेस्ट मोस्ट आ इंस्पायरिंग वाटर बॉडी इज द ओशन. सो वेन यू थिंक ऑफ वेन यू लुक एट अ वाटर बॉडी थिंक ऑफ मी एज द ओशन विच इज द मोस्ट आ इंस्पायरिंग वाटर बॉडी लाइक दैट. सो स्कंद मीन्स कार्तिकेय. Skanda is one of the popular demigods, especially in South India. He is worshipped many, many Skanda temples. The form Senaninam is poetic license. Okay, anyways. Maharshinam Bhrigurham Giramasmyekamaksharam Yajnanam Japayajnosmi Stavaranam Himalayah. Amongst the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Okay. Amongst the words, I am Om. Giramasmi Ekamaksharam. Okay. So, Om is one Akshara only. So, that Ekamaksharam is Om. Amongst the sacrifices, I am Japa. Yajnanam Japayajnosmi. Thavaranam Himalaya. And amongst the immovable objects, I am the Himalayas. Okay. So, एनीवेज अश्वत्थः सर्ववृक्षाणां देवर्षीणां च नारदः गंधर्वाणां चित्ररथः सिद्धानां कपिलो मुनिः. अमंग्स द ट्रीज आई एम द पीपल ट्री. ओके दिस ट्री इज रिगार्डेड एज अ रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ विष्णु. अमंग्स द डिवाइन सेजेस आई एम नारद. अमंग्स द गंधर्वास आई एम द चित्ररथ एंड अमंग्स परफेक्टेड बीइंग्स आई एम कपिला. उच्चैश्रवसमश्वानां विद्धि माम अमृतोद्भवम् ऐरावतं गजेन्द्राणां नराणां च नराधिपम्. नो दट अमंग्स द हॉर्सेस आई एम उच्चैश्रव हू रोज फ्रॉम द नेक्टर ओशन. अमंग्स द एलिफेंट्स आई एम ऐरावत. दिस ऑल्सो अरोज फ्रॉम द चर्निंग ऑफ द मिल्क ओशन. एंड अमंग्स मेन आई एम द किंग बिकॉज ही इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट मोस्ट पवरफुल यू नो इन द ह्यूमन स्पीशीज. ओके आयुधानामहं वज्रम धेनूनामस्मि कामदुक् प्रजनश्चास्मि कन्दर्पः सर्पाणामस्मि वासुकिः. आयुधानाम अहम वज्रम अमंग्स द वेपन्स आई एम द थंडरबोल्ट. अमंग्स द काउस आई एम द कामधेनु. अमंग्स टाइप्स ऑफ लस्ट आई एम दट फॉर प्रोड्यूसिंग ऑफ स्प्रिंग बिकॉज इट इज द मोस्ट ऑस्पीशियस फॉर्म ऑफ लस्ट दैट विच इज यूटिलाइज फॉर प्रोड्यूसिंग ऑफ स्प्रिंग. सर्पाणाम अस्मि वासुकी एंड अमंग्स्ट द स्नेक्स आई एम वासुकी. सो अमंग द काउस आई एम कामधेनु. दिस काउ वॉज बॉर्न फ्रॉम द चर्निंग ऑफ द मिल्क ओशन. शी गिव्स अनलिमिटेड मिल्क. अमंग्स्ट द टाइप्स ऑफ लस्ट आई एम लस्ट फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ प्रोड्यूसिंग ऑफ स्प्रिंग प्रजनः. अनंतश्चास्मि नागानां वरुणो यादसामहम् पितृणामर्यमाचास्मि यमः संयमतामहम्. अमंग्स्ट द नागास आर मेनी हेडेड सर्पेंट्स. सर्पास आर रेगुलर स्नेक्स विथ ओनली वन हेड. नागास आर मल्टी हेडेड स्नेक्स. Anyone here who has seen multi-headed snakes? Anyone has seen multi-headed snakes? I think they are there. Maybe I think somewhere in a video or something I saw someone spotted a two-headed snake. But I don't know, multi-headed snakes, I don't know if anyone has seen. So in video, okay, yeah, someone else has also seen in a video. Yeah. Personally, I have seen many snakes, but never multi-headed snakes. Never. Anyways, amongst the Nagas, I am Ananta, he says. Ananta is also multi-headed. Okay. Tarini Radha Mataji says, a snake with two heads. Two heads where one head was one end of the snake and another end was the tail end. Wow, this is amazing. I have never even heard of such a snake. So he says that such a snake was seen in. Can you imagine a snake with heads at both ends? Wow, this is something very amazing. Vahini Mataji says that she has seen one in Udupi. I hope you are not talking about the deity forms, right? In Udupi, you saw a real living snake, right? I hope you saw a real living snake in Udupi with multiple heads. No, I am talking about Vahini Mataji. Vahini Mataji. She said that she saw one at Udupi. I hope it was not in the deity form. Of course, there are many deity forms with multi-headed Nagas, but I hope she saw a real snake. Anyways, amongst the inhabitants of water, I am Varuna, because Varuna is the demigod in charge of water. Oh, she says she saw lots of real multi-headed snakes. My God, not one, but many. It is very strange. Maybe next time we go to Udupi, we will have to ask Mataji where she saw. Maybe there is a zoo or something. Okay. Amongst the Pitrus, I am Ariyama. Amongst the Punishers, I am Yama. Okay. Prahladaschasmi daityanam kalah kalayatamaham mriganam cha mrgendroham vainateyascha pakshinam. Amongst the demons, I am Prahlad, because he was a devotee. Amongst the controllers, I am time. No one can control anyone like time does. And amongst animals, I am the lion. And amongst the birds, I am Garuda. Vainateyascha pakshinam. Vainateya is the son of Vinata. That is Garuda. Pavana pavatamasmi ramas shastrabhrutamaham jashanam makarascasmi srotasamasmi jahannavi. So then he says, Pavanaha Pavatamasmi, amongst the purifiers and the swift, I am the wind. Ramaha Shastrabhrutamaham, and amongst the holders of weapon, I am Parashuram. Jashanam Makarascasmi, and amongst the fishes, I am the Makara. Srotasamasmi Jahnavi, and amongst the rivers, I am the Ganga. Okay. Of moving or purifying agents, I am the wind. Amongst the bearers of weapon, I am Parashuram. He is suitable as a vibhuti because he is an Avesh avatar and because he is an outstanding jiva amongst those who have been given powers by the Lord. So therefore, in that sense, he is a material, he is a vibhuti in that sense. Rama is taken as Parashuram rather than Ramachandra since he is a jiva. A jiva can be a vibhuti, but not the Lord himself. Okay. But maybe, but Paramatma was mentioned as a vibhuti. Okay, maybe because he is just an amsha, therefore he is a vibhuti. Okay. Padma Puran quoted in Bhagavatamrita says, O Devi, I have recited to you the story of Parashuram, a Shaktiavesh avatar of the Lord. Here, Bhagavatamrita refers to Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Also, it says he took birth as an empowered Jiva. Oh, yeah, he's quoting here Laghu Bhagavatamrita. The characteristics of the Avesh avatar are also mentioned in the Bhagavatamrita. Where a Jiva is filled with portions of Jnana Shakti or other Shakti of the Lord, he is called Avesh Avatara. Okay. So, amongst the fish, I am the Makara. Actually, it should be aquatic, so you can say, which is a special type of fish. Amongst the rivers, I am the Ganga. A Makara is like a, you know, it has a, it's a combination of, it has the bottom like a fish, head of a lion, and middle like a human being, something like that. You know, I think it has the head of a human being, middle of a lion, and the bottom of a fish, or something like that. Makara. This is a, oftentimes they say that this is a very, what do they say? Fictional, what is a religious fiction? What do they call it? Mythology, yeah, correct. It's a mythological creature, they say. Yeah, it's a mythological creature, they say. Mythology or mythology, depending on how you pronounce. So, mythological creature, this Makara. It has a, I think if you go online, you will, is it the Vahana of Kamadev? Yeah, I think, yeah. Makara, yeah. Yeah, correct, correct, correct. Makara Dvaja. Makara Dvaja. Anyways. Okay. Okay. He says, Sarganamadirantascha madhyam chaivaham Arjuna. Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam Vada Prabhadatamaham. I am the creation, destruction and maintenance of all the elements. Sarganam Adir Antascha Madhyam Cha Eva Aham Arjuna. I am the creation, destruction and maintenance of all the elements. Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam. Amongst the types of knowledge, I am the knowledge of the soul. Vadaha pravadatamaham. Amongst the type of debate, I am vada. There is vada, then there is vitanda, and then there is jalpa. Is that? Let me see if it might be mentioned here. Yeah, jalpa, vitanda, vada. Three things. This morning also, Rukmini Mataji was mentioning in the Bhagavatam class at Chopati. Jalpa, Vada and Vitanda. Okay. So, Vada means you present to and to understand. You present with an open mood to understand whether you are correct or wrong. Jalpa is you want to prove yourself right. Somehow, whatever may be the other person telling, you want to show how your point is right. With that purpose, if one speaks, that is jalpa. Vitanda is, you want to prove the other person wrong. Whatever he says, you know, you want to prove that he is wrong. So, amongst these three types of conversations or debates, vada, which is performed with an open heart to understand what is right rather than proving oneself right or proving the other person wrong. That is the best type of debate, he says. And I am that debate because of the three that is the best. So therefore Krishna says, I am that debate. So he says, I am the creation and the destruction of ether and other elements. And the maintenance of them as well. One should meditate upon creation, maintenance and destruction as my vibhutis. That's what it means. This means that I, the Supreme Lord, I am the creator, maintainer, and destroyer. Amongst the type of knowledge, I am the knowledge of the self. Amongst the types of argumentation in order to establish one's own idea and defeat others' idea, such as Jalpa and Vitanda, I am Vada, which attempts to discern the actual truth with the goal of coming to a conclusion. So, therefore, you know, this is very important. And this is especially important in Shastric studies. This is especially important in Shastric studies. Okay. Because when we want to understand something properly, then we should have reasonable discussions in trying to understand what is the right understanding. Always, at every stage of our Shastric studies, we should be open to be proved wrong. We should be open to be proved wrong. That mentality is very healthy for any kind of studies, not just Shastric studies. Okay. That is why otherwise what happens is that if we get attached to our predisposed understandings, then it becomes a problem. Then somehow or other, if our ego latches on to that understanding, if a person starts identifying with that understanding, then whatever happens, he will try to prove that right, even though there may be proofs which may prove otherwise. That is why, you know, in our sessions, one thing that we consciously try to do is that the writings of the acharyas are right in front of every single person, including myself. So we all are reading it together. Okay. We all are reading it together. So when I am reading it and explaining it, everyone, because he or she is seeing that same screen, they are reading it, and if they get a different understanding, they can always present. We can discuss. Oh, could we understand it this way also? Oh, I never thought about it. Rather than quoting or paraphrasing what, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains like this. Fine. Oh, is this his explanation or is this your understanding of what he has explained in his book? We do not know. But when there are 32 people in this forum right now, if 32 people look at the same slide and are reading the same sentences and are coming to the same understanding, then probably that is a reasonable understanding. Still, that does not mean 32 people can misunderstand also. But still, at least we know, even if one person says, Prabhuji, I am reading the same statement, but I think this could be understood this way also. Then at least there is an opportunity. Okay, let us try to understand. Oh, you are explaining it this way. Why do you think it could be understood this way? Oh, is there a similar section of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam elsewhere? Let's go there and see what the acharyas explain. Okay, let's open Baldevya Bhushan's explanation or Srila Prabhupada's explanation and see how they explain. You know, these options are there, right? So, therefore, it is very important that in understanding things, okay, we should, our goal or our definition of successful education or learning should be very clearly defined. The goal should be to understand the truth, not to become attached to my point of view. Okay. So then it defeats the whole purpose of education. It defeats the whole purpose of education. Therefore, in a debate also, our goal should be very clear. Okay? We go with an open heart. Whatever I am convinced of, I am going to present. But whatever the other person is convinced of, I am going to hear with an open heart. Okay? And let us exchange notes and see if I can learn something from you, you can learn something from me. Let's come to a kind of synthesized understanding which is agreeable to both, or at least it is agreeable to me. So this approach is very important, actually. So therefore, he says, amongst the types of argumentation, I am vada, which attempts to discern the actual truth with the goal of coming to a conclusion. So he says, footnote, His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj writes, vada, jalpa, and vitanda are famous as the three types of argument. When both parties desire to win by establishing their own opinion with proofs and arguments and refuting the opponent's view with circumvention, chala, false generalization, jati, and syllogistic fault, nigrahasthana, it is called as jalpa. When one party refutes the opponent's view by the above means without establishing his own opinion, it is called as vitanda. So what is your point? I don't have any other point. My only point is to defeat you. Okay. That is vitanda. Okay. These two types of debate with a desire to win simply display skill in debating and they bear no result. That discussion having a desire for truth is called as vada. Like that. Then he continues. Aksharanamakarosmi dvandvah samasikasyacha aham evakshayak kalo dataham vishvato mukah. Amongst the letter, I am a, the first amongst all the letters. Amongst the compounds, I am the And amongst the destroyers, I am Shiva. And amongst the creators, I am Brahma with four faces. The Dvandva compound is superior amongst the compounds since its elements are equal. Okay. Like that. In the Avyayi Bhava compound, the first element is more important. In the Adhyat, like for example, Adhyatma in the soul. The first element is more important. In the Tat Purusha compound, the second element is more important, as in Gunatita, surpassing the gunas. In the Bahuvrihi compound, both elements are unimportant, depending on reference to a third element, Mahabahu, one who has strong arms. Anyways, this is just, I mean, for this we need to know the compounds. Amongst the destroyers, I am indestructible time. This refers to Mahakala, Rudra, who is famous as the destroyer. And amongst the creators, I am Brahma with four faces. Okay, let's see. One, four, five, seven, nine. I think nine more verses are remaining. Okay, we will take okay, let us pause now for some quick discussion and then we will again go for another 7, 8 verses like that. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share? There are some questions in the chat box. Let's take them first and then we will move on to some verbal questions. Okay, there is a comment here, maybe. whenever there used to be debate, then is it that both parties follow exclusively only vada, or when one sees one is going to be defeated, one starts using jalpa and vitanda? Well, if the purpose is, if one starts with vada, what is the premise of vada? I will come to the right understanding. So now, Shyam Mukund Prabhu, my question to you, if someone starts a debate with the goal that I will try to understand what is right, then in your understanding, what is defeat? What is defeat?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji,
Yes.
his own understanding which was wrong, it's itself a defeat at
Yeah,
that
actually,
time.
he. So, in a debate means what? Let's not call it debate, because debate itself in the English language has taken up a very negative connotation. A debate is generally done to not understand, but to prove oneself right or to prove the other person wrong. But in a conversation, if I am doing a conversation to understand the truth, the defeat is if I don't understand the truth, that is the defeat. It's not that the truth can come from the other person's mouth or the truth can come from my mouth. It doesn't matter. If that is the goal, where is the question of defeat? The defeat is if both parties are unable to come to a proper conclusion and there is no clarity about what is the truth. That is defeat. And in that case, why should anyone take up to Jalpa or Vitanda? Jalpa or Vitanda is there only if there is attachment to one's own opinion. But here, if someone starts out with trying to understand what is the truth, there is no question of Jalpa or Vitanda there.
Yes, bro. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, there is another question. Why is wind considered more purifying than fire? Good question, but I don't have an answer for this. Anyone knows why is wind considered more purifying than fire or water for that matter? I don't know. Okay, Shivakumar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, dhanyavaad Prabhu.
Stand up.
Prabhu, on 10:22, Prabhu, the hour that was discussed as Chetana, can you just a little bit elaborate, Prabhu? Sorry, I didn't listen or understand properly. Of the living creature, and all the living creatures on power of awareness.
See, the what Krishna is indicating here is two things. As if you remember, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya, Prabhasmi Sasi Surya Yoho. So, like that, in the seventh chapter, when he was discussing, similarly, either it refers to the prominent amongst that species or the distinguishing factor of that particular species. So when you are talking about living creatures as opposed to non-living objects, the distinguishing feature is awareness, power of awareness. So that is what distinguishing feature. So Krishna says, I am the distinguishing feature of that. So now, rasoham apsu kaunteya. So what is rasa? In water, that is, you can say it is the distinguishing feature or it is the essence. Okay, it is the essence. So, like
Essence.
that. So, here also in describing the vibhutis, he is telling in all the living creatures, I am the power of awareness. Because if the power of awareness is not there, then that living entity cannot be called as a living creature. He may not have a teeth. He may not have ears, he may not have nose, he may not have legs, but if he does not have awareness, he not considered, it is not considered as a living creature. And that's why if you remember when we were discussing in our Jaiva Dharma, when talking about trees and plants, it is mentioned that Achadita Chetana, completely covered consciousness, the awareness is almost tending towards zero. So therefore, even though they are living, but the life force or that the distinguishing factor of that life is almost missing. Okay. That is why they are said to be very low in their consciousness, almost close to dead matter, like that.
Thank you for the detail.
Yes, Mother Gay.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. I'm going back to when you were having question and answer with Om Mataji, and you were referring to this word, I think it was tatva or something, and you were saying that it means realization.
In that context of that verse.
Okay, yeah, and I didn't know which verse we were referring to there.
4.9.
4.9.
Yeah. Janma
Okay.
karma cha me divyam, that verse.
Yeah. Let me see. Give me a second. Okay. The word tattva, let me see. Evam yoveti tattvataha, right? Tattvataha there means realization.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the translation, we say one who does not upon take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal. So when it says one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance, there, one who knows means one who has like
Realization.
vigyan. Yeah. And
Yeah.
that was your point there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hare. Okay, there's something in the chat box. Jalpa or vitanda happens even in situation where one's actions are judged. Yeah. Jalpa or vitanda is what most often happens because we have our big ego. So therefore, oftentimes it happens. What to do? That is the unfortunate thing. So slowly we can try to rectify ourselves. Okay, next question. Because I was puzzled about wind being more powerful in purifying, I used to observe situations and one observation I could make is wind can go anywhere, but fire is restricted. Is that why? Maybe that could be a reason. I don't know. So, yeah, I honestly don't know why wind could be more power purifying than fire or water. I have no idea. Maybe we could ask His Holiness Banaswami Maharaj. Maybe he could throw some light on it, but I don't know. Sri Vidya Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Sorry if I'm asking a very inappropriate question, but since the thought came to my mind, I thought I'll just clarify it. So Prabhuji, like here Krishna talks about various vibhutis, giving the list of this thing. So like but I mean some specific vibhutis, like when he says Devanam Asmi Vasavaha or Maharshinam Bhriguraham. See, Prabhuji, these are all like we do understand they are all material vibhutis, but as a conditioned soul, like Prabhuji, when we think about these characters, so we think about I mean their negative side actually comes to us, right? I mean, I'm just talking about myself. So here, so in, I mean, as conditioned soul, we are more prone to think about the about somebody's, you know, this one. So when Krishna compares them with this vibhuti, he says that I am best in them. So how do we then accept it? Because Krishna is pure, so he, there is no mixture of any this one in him. So then how do we then understand them? Because is it because of that the conditioned nature that comes to us? Okay.
No, we have to understand the context in which Krishna is telling. Airavata is material, Uchchaishrava is material. So, and this Airavata was defeated by Vritrasura.
Yeah.
So, but the point is, in what context is he telling? Amongst the elephants, Airavata is the supermost. So basically, the purpose of this whole thing is all these are endowed with some particular power to an
Power.
extraordinary proportion. So you remember me, you remember my power, that I have bestowed this power. And because extraordinary power invokes extraordinary awe and reverence, therefore one can think of Krishna favorably in that way. This is not the best way of thinking of Krishna, best way of thinking about Krishna, but the specific questions that Arjuna had asked is, I am living in this world, I will be seeing and experiencing things around me, looking at things around me, how can I remember you? For that, Krishna is giving this answer.
Okay.
That
Yeah. So, like, I mean, because of that half knowledge, like in Bhagavatam, we again and again we come across, you know, Indra making so many mistakes, like
yeah,
Bhrigu, they're
so
missing. So
see
that,
that
you know, that tends to make,
the context is what? So
Yeah.
now, if I say, if amongst boxers, Mike Tyson was the most powerful. So now you may say, okay, but he had many misdemeanor charges against him. You know, he did this, he did that. Okay. But here, what am I telling? I am talking about boxing within the ring.
Right.
So other misdemeanors he might have done. That's a different thing. But I am talking about the ability to box. When I am talking about that, you should not bring the other things. Okay. So, Bhrigu, yes, he was engaged in particular things. But he says, Maharshinam, does he say Maharshinam Bhrigu-Rangham? What does he
Yes,
say?
Prabhuji. Yeah, Maharshi
Yeah.
Nam
So, amongst the Maharishis, so then how the Maharishis are defined, what is their defining characteristic? Maybe that defining characteristic in great proportions is there in Bhrigu.
Yes.
But apart from that, he might have done certain things. You know, some acharyas explained that this was a specific pastime orchestrated by the Lord. Bhrigu going and kicking the Lord on his chest, it's all orchestrated by the Lord. Just like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha fighting with Lord Varaha Narasimhadev. Right? But even if that may not be the case, a particular, even Shukracharya, he was Kavinam Ushanak Kavi, he's going to say, you know, Shukracharya, yeah, but for what purpose? Kavi means one who is very extra, who has extraordinary material intelligence in a particular way. Okay, he's addressing that. He's not addressing devotional faith there. Okay, so we have to
So,
see in that particular sense, it should be taken.
So this also so shows that like as a sadhaka, one should develop that broad-mindedness to see the positive aspect of any this one. So Indra in his position, not that anybody and everybody can get that position, so that the power of that position is what is empowered by Krishna to have that position. So that's what we
Yeah,
actually see. So
that
there,
particular power. Yeah,
yeah,
correct.
that, okay,
That
yeah,
power shown
yeah.
by Indra is given by Krishna.
Krishna,
That's
that,
what we see.
yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji, making very clear. Thank you.
Correct. Okay, there are something in the chat box, certain things. Just remember, Srila Prabhupada's first meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. There, Srila Prabhupada, when he got defeated with the understanding of urgency of preaching over getting independence, Srila Prabhupada became very happy and accepted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahaja Thakur as his spiritual master. This is amazing point. Okay. So Prabhupada was happy to be defeated. Prabhupada did say that. I was very happy to be defeated. Because, you know, he went there with, you know, he understood that he was right. And when he got the right knowledge, he was happy. He was not willing to prove his own point. Of controllers, next question. Of controllers, I am time. Can you please share some insight of the context? Some example. Actually, there are many things which may be under our control. But time is never under our control. Whereas time controls us. You know, we cannot do anything about it. So if you wish to postpone, you know, if an event which has already happened, if you want to undo it, you cannot do. Time can never be undone. So time controls also because time is the carrier of one's karma. And we are completely controlled by our karma. Therefore, time is the greatest of controllers. But when we take shelter of Krishna, then time does not control us. That's why Ayur Harati Vaipumsam Udyan Astam Chayan Asau Tasya Riteya Kshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. That is why the rising and setting of sun, which indicates the passage of time, controls the life of everyone except for those who are engaged in Krishna Katha. Because they are moving towards eternity. Like that. So time is the controller because every living entity is controlled by time and time carries the karma of all living entities. That is one way in which we could understand how time is the control. Like that. So, or as Prabhupada says, as sure as time, you know, Prabhupada often quotes this, as sure as time, which means, you know, it will definitely come, you know, after 10:05, 10:06 will come, you cannot stop it. You may control, you may have the ability to control many things, you cannot control time. You know, you may control your breath, you may control so many things, but not time. Rather, time will control us. Anyways, okay. Let us, we still have about 25 minutes. Maybe we will cover a few more verses and then see if there is any further discussion points. So, Krishna continues. Mrityus sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyatam kirti shrir vakcha narinam smritir medha dhritikshama. Amongst deaths, I am that which takes away all memory. Okay, let's see if there is any explanation for this. Among all types of deaths which are happening at every moment, I am that death which takes away all memory. It is said, Mrityur Atyanta Vismritihi. Death is extreme forgetfulness. So, like even now, they say every 6 years or so, all the cells of your body change because the old cells die and new cells are formed. So, there is death. Even death of the gross body is happening, even while we are in this very lifetime only, death of our gross body is happening at every moment. That is a kind of death. But amongst all that death, the final blow, after which you don't remember the previous body only at all, I am that death. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham. Amongst the mrityus, I am that sarvahara mrityu. That which takes away all memory of the previous life completely. Okay. So even though there is very clear memory, or at least vague memory of what happened 6 years back, even though probably all of our cells have changed by then. Okay. There is some kind of death which has happened. But in our previous body, what happened, we have absolutely no idea. No remembrance. That's what he says. Okay. Then, Udbhavaha cha bhavishyatam. And amongst all transformations of the body which will take place, I am the first one, which is birth. So there are 6 transformations of the body, right? Amongst the transformations which will take place for the living entities in the future, I am birth, the first transformation. He would. Okay. There is birth, there is growth, then there is creation of offsprings, then there is decline, there is death. You know, like that, there are 6 transformations. Amongst the 6 transformations, he says, I am birth, which is the first transformation. Amongst women, I am Kirti, Shri, Vak, Smriti, Medha, Dhriti, and Kshama, and the other wives of Dharma. So, here he says, among women, I am fame, beauty, and refined speech. These 3, and also the 4, memory, intelligence, fortitude, and tolerance. Cha indicates the other wives of Dharma, such as Murti. So, Dharma, a Prajapati, married 13 daughters of Daksha. They were Shraddha, Maitri, Daya, Shanti, Tushti, Pushti, Kriya, Unnati, Buddhi, Medha, Titiksha, Kri, and Murti are mentioned in 4, 14, 49. Mahabharata gives a different list which includes Kirti, Shri, and Dhriti. Vak does not seem to be one of Dharma's wives according to Mahabharata. Anyways, maybe that could be a difference in names or whatever. Okay. Brihat Samatatasam Nam Gayatri Chandasamaham Masanam Margashir Shoham Ritunam Kusumakaraha. Amongst the Samas, I am the Brihat Sama. Amongst the meters, I am Gayatri. Amongst the months, I am Margashirsha. And amongst the seasons, I am the spring. The Lord has already said that He is the Sama amongst the Vedas. Here He says, amongst the verses to be sung, which is Sama, Brihat Sama, in the verse which begins, Tvam Riddhim Havamahe. These are the Brihat Sama is the best. Amongst the meters, I am Gayatri. And among seasons, I am spring, which is filled with flowers. Dyutam chalayatamasmi tejas tejasvinamaham jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam sattvavatamaham. I am gambling in the cheaters. Amongst the conquerors, I am their victory. Amongst those who endeavor, I am that endeavor. Among the strong, I am their strength. So related to those who mutually cheat each other, I am gambling. Here the genitive case is used to show relationship with the cheaters. Among the conquerors, I am victory. Because the essence of conquest is victory. Among those who endeavor, I am that effort. Because that is what distinguishing. If one is not putting an effort, you would not call him a person who is performing an endeavor. Among the strong, I am the strength. Vrishninam vasudevosmi pandavanam dananjayaha. मुनीनामप्यहं व्यासः कवीनाम् उषणा कवि अमंग्स द वृष्णीस आई एम वासुदेव वसुदेव वसुदेव और वासुदेव वासुदेवोस्मि इज इट ओके हियर देयर इज अ फुट नोट बलदेव सेज दैट वासुदेव रेफर्स टू बलराम सिंस वासुदेव यूजुअली मीन्स द सन ऑफ वसुदेव इन एदर केस taking vasudev as father or brother avoids making krishna his own vibhuti yeah right okay among the vrishnis I am vasudev according to shila vishnu chakra thakur and according to baldev devbhushan refers to balaram okay amongst the pandavas I am arjuna amongst the sages I am vyasa and amongst the wise I am the ushanas Okay, like that. The rule is given as follows. Prajnaditvat. Vasudev usually means the son of Vasudev. However, sometimes by the rule given, Vasudev can simply mean Vasudev. So by this rule, sometimes the long A can have the same meaning as short A. So therefore, Vasudev here means Vasudev. The long A is used to indicate self-interest. Others would propose that the meaning is amongst the Vrishnis, I am myself, the son of Vasudev. This, however, is not agreeable as it does not mean anything. Okay, it does not mean anything. I am myself, you know, you cannot say like that. Then, दंडोदमयतामस्मि नीतिरस्मि जिगीषताम मौनम चैवास्मि गुह्यानाम ज्ञानम ज्ञानवतामहम आई एम पनिशमेंट अमंग दोस हु पनिश इन दोस हु डिजायर विक्ट्री आई एम प्रॉपर पॉलिसी ओके विच मीन्स प्रॉपर रूल्स ओनली देन इट इज कॉल्ड एज विक्ट्री इफ समवन हैज चीटेड एंड वन दैट इज नॉट कंसिडर्ड एज विक्ट्री सो नीति आर प्रॉपर पॉलिसी is very critical to accept someone as actually being victorious. So, otherwise it is not considered to be proper victory. Okay. Then he says, I think I'm in trouble. Every time this happens, I don't know, I will have to fix it. Okay. Anyways, I will have to open it again now. Okay, where we, I marked everything is gone. But okay, no problem. We have not written much notes here. Okay, here. We are here. 124 out of 134. Wow. 15 minutes, 10 slides. Maybe it's possible. Let's see. Dando damayatam asmi neetir asmi jigishatam maunam chaivasmi guhyanam jnanam jnanavatamaham. I am punishment among those who punish. In those who desire victory, I am proper policy. In secrets, I am silence. Okay. The best way to maintain a secret is to remain silent. I am knowledge in those who have knowledge. The essence. By which one can call someone as knowledgeable is only if someone has that knowledge. I am sorry, I forgot to share the screen. I am sharing it now. But if I am not sharing the screen, I am myself looking at the screen. Even if you send message in the chat box, I will not be seeing it. Okay, there is no point. So that way, the best thing to do is someone can give me a call and remind me. But that also would not have worked now because I have put my phone on flight mode. Generally, sometimes I may not. Many times I don't put my phone on flight mode. Okay. Amongst those who punish, I am punishment. Here the genitive is used to indicate relationship. Then, yachapi sarva bhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna natadasti vina yatsyat maya bhutam characharam. Yachapi sarva bhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna. O Arjuna, I am the seed which causes all living entities to manifest. Okay. Na characharam bhutam asti mayavina. No moving or non-moving entities can exist without me. Now he is summarizing it. He is summarizing this whole section on vibhuti. Here, like this. I am the seed of all beings, the cause of their sprouting. Because without me, moving and non-moving creatures would not exist. This means that they would be false things. So I am the seed of everything. So then he says, Nantosti mama divyanam vibhutinam parantapa yeshatu uddeshata prokto vibhuter vistaro maya. Na antaha asti mama divyanam vibhutinam. Na antaha asmi asti. There is no end to my wonderful vibhutis. Mama divyanam vibhutinam. O Parantapa, O afflictor of enemies, yeshatu uddeshata proktaha. I have only briefly declared. Vibhuter vistaro maya. The expanse of my vibhutis I have only briefly declared. So now the Lord summarizes the subject. There is no end to my vibhutis. Briefly only, in name only, I have spoken of the multitude of my vibhutis. Like that. Then he says, Yad yad vibhuti matsatvam shrimad urjitam evava tattadevava gacchatvam mama tejomsha sambhavam. Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam shrimad urjitam evava. Whatever object in past, present or future displays majesty, excellence or strength. So this summarizes what is the purpose of all the vibhutis. So he says, whatever object in the past, present or future displays majesty, excellence or strength, vam avagacha, you should understand, O Arjuna, tattadeva, all of that, mama teja amsha sambhavam. It has all arisen from just a fragment of my power. So when you see something really wonderful, you're astonished or dumbstruck looking at the exhibition of majesty or excellence or strength, one should understand, oh, this is just an exhibition of a fragment of Krishna's power. So that way we can remember Krishna. Okay, that is the point here. In this verse, the Lord brings together all the vibhutis of past, present and future which were not previously mentioned. Whatever object has majesty, vibhutimat, excellence, shrimat, or extraordinary strength or power, urjitam, know that it comes from a portion of my power. Okay. So last verse. Okay. Atava bahunaitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyahamidam krishnam ekam shenastito jagat. Atava etena bahuna kim gyatena tava arjuna. O Arjuna, what is the use of knowing all these individual vibhutis? Because you wanted to know in detail, because of your affection for me, I have mentioned. But what is the use of, I can go on speaking like this. What is the use? If I have to summarize, he says, Eka amshena stitaha. Please understand that by just one portion of myself, Vishtabhya aham kritsnam, I am firmly established idam jagat, in this universe. By one portion of myself, I am firmly established in this universe as Paramatma. know the results that come from these many separate pieces of knowledge. What is the result of these separate pieces of knowledge? By one portion alone, by the Paramatma in human form, fixing myself in the world which I have created, supporting this created world by being its basis, superintending the world by being its ruler, controlling the world by being its controller, pervading the world by being pervasive, and creating the world by being its cause. I am situated in this world as the creator, maintainer, destroyer, ruler, controller, supporter, everything. And that everything is one insignificant amsha of mind, that is Paramatma. Everything in this universe is Krishna alone, and he is thus worthy of service. By intelligence given by that realization, one should taste his sweetness. So, which means one should not directly jump into the sweet pastimes of Krishna unless our intelligence is very firmly rooted in the realization that everything in this universe is Krishna alone, which means it is all his vibhutis. Sarvam kalu idam Brahma. Neha nanasti kinchana. This is the understanding. Everything is Krishna because everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. It is a vibhuti of Krishna. That is the understanding. So this has been explained in this chapter. Here ends the commentaries on the 10th chapter of the Gita for the pleasure of the devotees' minds by the mercy of the Acharyas. Wow! I think we broke all possible records of this Bhagavad Gita session by, I think, covering maximum number of verses. Very quickly. Today we have broken all records. Anyways, any quick discussion points, comments, questions before we wind up today's session? Okay, wonderful. There is one question here in the chat box or comment. Let's see. Here in material world, Krishna uses only his fragmental energy. But in the spiritual world, Krishna uses his full power. Well, full power, I don't know what you would mean by full power. In the spiritual world, he uses his personal energy, chit shakti. So the chit shakti is a more complete manifestation of his energy. But does he use all aspects of the chit shakti at all times? No, not necessarily. Whatever is needed, he uses. Sometimes he may use his sarva sankalpata shakti. Sometimes, if the devotee desires something else, then there is no use for that sarva sankalpata shakti. That goes lower in the pecking order, like that. But in the spiritual world, all his activities are conducted by his internal energy, chit shakti, like that. Okay, so if there are no further discussion points, comments, or questions, I think we will pause here. But before you drop out, next Friday, oh yeah, next Friday there is class. I think the Friday after that there is no class, I guess. Yeah. So next Friday, yes, there is Bhagavad Gita class will be there for sure. We will be starting the 11th chapter, Krishna willing. Next Friday we will start. So thank you very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.